This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. The CEO of one of State Farm's top competitors was in Bloomington Normal yesterday to deliver a speech at Illinois State University's College of Business. Trisha Griffith from Progressive Insurance graduated from ISU, then went to work in the late 80s as a claims representative. She rose through the ranks at Progressive and became CEO in 2016. That same year, she was named one of the 50 most powerful women in business by Fortune magazine. I spoke with Griffith last night about the state of the insurance industry, threats and opportunities posed by autonomous vehicles, and how to get more women in leadership jobs. We started by talking about her days as a claims rep and how that shapes her approach to the job.
Well, I think I really have the respect of the people that do what I call the hard jobs. So when I think of all the people out there that are looking at cars, that are crawling under cars, the people in the call centers, I have respect for those jobs, the value of those jobs, and I think I get credibility within the company, leading the company, because I've done those. And so to me, when I think of who really makes our company successful, it's claims reps and our CRM, our customer relationship reps.
There are not too many women running Fortune 500 companies, less than 40 at last count. You're one of them. How'd you do that?
That's a great question. I really, put my head down at Progressive, worked hard. More importantly, really lived by our core values. We have five core values at Progressive: integrity, golden rule, objectives, excellence, and profit. I think about those every day. I think about three constituents every day: our shareholders, our employees, and the customers we're privileged to serve. And I literally tried to learn anything I could. And I was also really inquisitive about moving into different parts of the company. So when a job came open with claims and running sales, I was, I'll do that. I always wanted to learn more, be curious. I was able to move around the country. And then when I landed in Cleveland, which I knew all roads would lead to Cleveland in 99, I just really, anything that came my way, I accepted it. Whether I loved it or not, I knew it was a stepping stone to doing more. Probably the pivotal point with my first C-suite job was running human resources. And to me, that really was a tough job. I didn't know anything about it. I have six children, and that's about all I knew about that was having some maternity leaves. But for 6 years, I felt like I was the keeper of the culture. That was something special. So a lot of people sponsoring me in terms of coaching and helping and advocates and mentors. So I did not do it alone. And I've just had a lot of opportunities and worked hard.
Well, as someone who does have that background in human resources, what are some specific things that you'd like to see corporate America do to bring more women into leadership roles? And what have you seen that's been successful?
I think opportunities. I really do think having someone that sponsors you. So my predecessor, Glenn Renwick, gave me opportunities even when he knew it was a stretch job. In fact, I have a marketing degree from Illinois State. I had no business running HR for a Fortune 500 company, but he saw that I was a good leader that built great teams, and so he knew I could make the changes that were important for Progressive to be an enduring business. And so to me, it's making some bets on people and giving them some opportunities. And as a woman speaking to other women, what I would say is take some risks yourself, because I wouldn't have gone for that HR job had other people not said, you should really go for this. I didn't go for it initially. In fact, it had been open for a year before I went for it. So to me, it's one, be confident in yourself, but two, have advocates and people that basically sponsor you, that give you those opportunities. I feel like that's my job to do that for other women within Progressive and outside of Progressive.
This is an insurance town, home to State Farm and Country Financial. What kind of year was 2017 for big insurers like you? How did things like the improving economy and the tax bill impact your bottom line?
Well, let me start with the economy and just being priced right. So Progressive in 2016, that's when I took over CEO in 2016, we grew $2.8 billion and we added 6,600 new external people. In 2017, we grew another $3.8 billion and added another 6,000 people. So we're on par. This year already, we've hired another 1,000 people externally. So we have been growing like wildfire, and it's been really incredible. So to me, from that perspective, it was about being priced right, having competitive prices, having a great brand, so people know our brand through Flo and other friends, and having coverage where and when people want to shop. So whether you're want to buy on your mobile device or at your home laptop or call an independent agent, we have broadened coverage. So I think we're really well positioned, and we're just continuing to leverage that. So as far as Progressive, we feel really great about 2017. As far as tax implications, the tax bill will absolutely help us. From a shareholder perspective, when you grow like I just talked about, you need funds to continue growing from regulatory purposes. So you need the money to be able to have the premium to surplus ratio. So as an example, usually for autos, if you have $1 billion of written premium, you're going to need about $300 million set aside for catastrophic losses and other things. So the tax bill allows us to continue to grow like we want to grow and be in the position we're going to be in. We also have a variable dividend for our shareholders that is linked to our internal gain share program, our profit sharing program. And when we do well, our shareholders do well. So that variable dividend, all things equal, will be about 21% higher for 2018.
All right, so Progressive is based in Ohio. State Farm, Allstate are based here in Illinois. Some have criticized Illinois for having a less than friendly business climate, citing some of our corporate and income tax rates, uncertainty about our state budget or our legislature and other factors. What are some things that Ohio has done to keep you happy there and keep your headquarters there?
Well, I think for one, we have a pretty balanced budget. So I think we've done a really good job as a state balancing our budget, which is key. We also, because of how much we've grown, we have been given tax credits for that. So they really do reward us for keeping jobs in Northeast Ohio.
State Farm is in the midst of a major restructuring of its IT workforce, trying to get a bit leaner, buyouts for some employees, also closing some offices around the country. You've talked a little bit about it, but I want you to expand, if you can, on what direction Progressive is going when it comes to hiring. I mean, you're a company that has pretty deep ties to the web and being lean and efficient. But how lean and efficient do you want to be when it comes to workforce?
So how I see it is having a competitive cost structure allows you to keep your prices competitive and you continue to grow. So being lean is really important, but not to the detriment of being able to service your customers. So I talked about how many employees we've hired in the past couple of years. We actually did that in advance of need because our goal at Progressive is to make 4 cents of underwriting profit of every dollar of premium that comes in. Just we call it a 96 combined ratio, and grow as fast as we can, with the only caveat being we don't want to grow if we can't service our customers. So it's a balancing act of making sure you're lean, so you're cost competitive, but also that you hire enough people to help out, especially when a claim happens. I will tell you, when you look at statutory results, public basis, and you look at the companies that are growing and growing profitably, which is a key. You can grow, you can be profitable, but growing and growing profitable, all the companies with those two attributes, including Progressive, are the ones that are lean and have a pretty competitive cost structure.
So you talked about hiring in anticipation of growth. Is that related at all to Progressive entry into the home insurance market? And can you talk about that a little bit?
I mean, yeah, it does. It's not really the reason we went into it. We went into the homeowners business. We purchased American Strategic Insurance in 2015. It will become Progressive Home this year. We're branding it Progressive Home. We bought them for a particular purpose, to have access to home and auto shopping in our independent agent channel. So we had it. We could have had it on the direct side. We actually work with multiple partners, including ASI on the direct side. But on the agent side, we wanted to have access to those customers for our 35,000 independent agents. So we bought ASI because of that. In addition to that, ASI was a perfect partner because they had similar values. We'd worked with them over the years, and we knew the integration would be much easier than what usually happens in an M&A, and that's proved to be correct.
This is GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm here with Tricia Griffith, President and CEO of Progressive Insurance, on the Illinois State University campus to deliver the keynote speech for Business Week. Can you talk a little bit about Progressive's approach to marketing and how that's evolved since you've been at the company? It seems like a bit of an arms race between insurers when it comes to advertising, between your iconic character, Flo. State Farm has a bunch of basketball stars, Geico with the Gecko, and several other campaigns. How do you differentiate yourself in that marketing world?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you either a lover or you don't, but you know Flo. We'll be celebrating our 10th year with her as our icon this year. For us, it's about giving the right messages to the right demographic that you want. So we have people that only want savings, so we'll give that message. We have people that want different technology, so name your price and our usage-based insurance. Those are a couple of innovative things that we have. So to us, it's messaging to the right people and understanding your audience and then really acting with purpose. We've also evolved. So we had Flo for years. And then if you've noticed, she's sort of the sitcom, and then there's spinoffs. So you've got Jamie, her sidekick, and now he'll do commercials even without her. You've got the two guys from the other insurance company we call the rivals. They do their own thing. You have the box. He has a message with somebody. And then in this last couple of years, because we have had more auto and home, we have a campaign we call Parentamorphosis. So it's there's no flow in there, but it's the concept around it is you become your parents when you buy your first house. And so it's that sort of evolution. And it's pretty funny. If you haven't seen them, you should. But it's without flow, and they perform as well as the ones with flow. So we have sort of a whole portfolio of brand, which is really important right now, as you know, in order to hit different target markets.
I want to pivot here to self-driving technology. I'd like to ask you, how does Progressive view the prospect of self-driving technology and the impact it might have on your customers and the business model?
We think self-driving technology is going to be a great opportunity for the innovative companies. For customers and for society, it's great because there's going to be less accidents. So no one can deny that. And so if you're a good CEO, you're thinking about when that happens and when frequency of accidents continues to go down, how are you going to react? And do you have the plan for replacing revenue if the market gets smaller and when the market gets smaller? So we welcome it. We welcome the innovation. We welcome the opportunity to grow even when we think frequency will probably be reduced. It will absolutely be reduced.
What's a way that you can replace revenue, that kind of revenue?
Well, I wouldn't be privy to say that right now, but how we think of our strategy at Progressive is really in three horizons. So the first one we have right now is execute. Execute really well on our brand, on our offerings, on our culture. And as I talked about earlier, we've had tremendous growth, and we hope for that to continue. The auto and home industry is about a $300 billion industry, which we only have about $30 billion of. So there's a lot of opportunity to continue to grow. In addition, autonomous cars won't be here 5 years from now. It's going to take a while. So you want to be able to understand, execute on what you have now, and then think about the future. Horizon 2, I think about as expand. Are there adjacent products and offerings we can have that sync up to things we do really well? So our analytics, our culture, our service. And so we're working on a couple different product offerings that we'll be introducing in the next couple of years to be able to grow in that part. And then the third horizon I look at is explore. And that's really where we've built a strategy team within Progressive, and that I meet with on an ongoing basis, that is coming up with a portfolio of ideas about the future. Some we know will work, some won't. But if you have a whole portfolio that you're investing in now, you're going to be ready as frequency plummets. So it really is about, in each horizon, execute, expand, and explore, making sure you're investing concurrently. Because you can't all of a sudden say, oh, things have kind of dried up in Horizon 1. What should we be doing? You've got to be thinking about that every day. And that's really the most important part of my job right now.
Well, you're back on campus for Illinois State University's Business Week. You just delivered the keynote address for that to students. What's the message that you delivered to them that you wanted them to hear?
I really talked mostly about leadership attributes and how important wherever you go and whatever you do to be a leader. And whether you actually have direct reports or you're an individual contributor, to lead and lead in the right way. Almost every one of my attributes are woven in the core values that I talked about. So you only want to win no matter what you do if you do it in the right way. And so you have your values and your character, and make sure that you do that wherever you go. And if you do that, you'll be successful.
What's it like to be back on campus? I mean, you're a graduate of Illinois State, I believe. I'm sure you've been back a number of times over the years, but how's it feel to return in this way?
It was a little surreal, and actually, so I'm a graduate of 1986, marketing, and after graduation, I got a job in Indianapolis, and then shortly thereafter, I've gotten married, and I have 6 kids, and so I've moved around with Progressive, and so I don't get back here very often, so coming here and looking around campus was surreal. I was an RA in Watterson Tower, so I was like, oh, you know, so it got me a little melancholy. I was a preview guide here, so as I thought about leadership in my talk today, I really realized that a lot of that really started here at Illinois State with what I did in the business school and what I did with being an RA and being a preview guide. So it's sweet.
This building is called the State Farm Hall of Business. I hate to break that to you. Does it feel a little weird walking in here? Do you have to, like, conceal your identity?
I'm not. My brother works at State Farm, and he came to see my talk today. State Farm's a great company, so I feel like I'm a good company. And I knew it going into it, and I giggled about it, but I'm a good company. It's a great company, great established company, and a big part of what's made Bloomington Normal what it is. So all good.
That's Tricia Griffith, an ISU alum who is now CEO of Progressive Insurance. I spoke to her yesterday as she was back on campus to deliver the keynote address at Business Week. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is GLT's Sound Ideas.